Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For he is good and he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I hope everyone woke up this morning with a praise in their heart, just praising him, thanking him for just waking you up, thanking him for letting the blood run warm in your vein. Glory to God, because we serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We don't serve a God that's way off from us. We serve a God right now. He's right there when you need. All you got to do is call him. You know, sometimes you call everybody on the phone and tell them this and tell them that. But hold up. Wait a minute. First of all, I'm going to call Jesus. Glory to God. Let me call him and get him on the main line. And then if I need somebody else to pray, I'm going to call them up too. Amen. And tell them, hey, I need you. Make sure they know how to get a prayer through, because everybody do not. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead with our announcements on today. Amen. First of all, we have on Tuesday, we have the One Word from the Lord, the Power Impact Team, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, just someone to lead you into the next phase of your walk with the Lord. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And let them know what the need may be. And they will help you. They can help you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They will pray with you and help you to pray it through. You know, you need somebody nowadays that can help you to pray things through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't get so prideful the way you think you don't need nobody. You know, sometimes people, they'll go and, they want to get an answer. They'll just go to anybody, knowing that these people ain't walking with the Lord, right? They walking, amen, glory to God, but they ain't walking in the righteousness. And you'll go and get their answer and take their answer. Nah, you need to hook up with the hookuppers, I'm telling you. And they can lead you on down the road to where you need to be doing what you're supposed to be doing. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we have on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time. So I want you to tune in and hear, amen, when Elder pray, good God, I'm out of here. Glory to God. Them hot prayers, and that's what it takes nowadays. You got to be hot and on fire with your prayer. You can't come and say, you know, well, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know, that'll make Jesus even walk off and go home. Glory to God. Come on. You know, he deserved more than that. Look at all he did. You know, his father gave him on the cross. Come on. You want to put some life in it like you really mean it. You know, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You got to put them demons on the run. And that's exactly what Elder does when she comes online. So I encourage you to come on in here. Amen. On Wednesday night at 6:30 Central Standard Time, what the Lord is doing, because hey, it's an awesome, awesome show. You don't want to miss it. And some of the songs that she's singing is just awesome. It just does such an anointing on them. It just does something to you. It breaks those yokes and destroy those burdens. But if you don't come hear it, then glory to God, you won't get nothing. Hallelujah, my God. Then if you move on down, we are called the Hour Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour Power, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. I encourage you to come and listen and hear what the Lord is doing. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God, hallelujah, glory to God, that's so good. Ah, he has not forgotten you. Glory to God. My God. And if you move on down, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You got 30 minutes to give you some water, some Coke, some juice, orange juice. I ask you to stay sober so you can hear the word. Glory to God. We have none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. She tell it like it is. Glory to God. She gives it to you how God gives it to her. That's what she tell you, and that's just exactly what she does. So you want to come on over and hear her show. And I encourage you to get her books. She has the third book. It's coming. Glory to God. So you want to go ahead and get number one, number two, and then you can get number three, because I'm waiting on number three. I have the others. Yes, I do. And if you don't know how to get it, you can contact any of us, or you can contact her. It'll be Minister Elaine on Facebook, and also she has another page also. So you can go on there and you can inbox her and let her know that you're trying to purchase a book. And you also get a free Kindle for purchasing the online book. So I encourage you, it's with Amazon, so I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in, you know, and get the books. And it's a good read that'll help you to go on your day. It'll help you to stay connected. You know, you have to stay connected with God in some way each and every day. You know, not just, you know, you read it this one day and you may listen to a gospel song one day, and then the rest of the week you just going through pure, I don't know what. You don't have no more Jesus until on Sunday. Come on, you got to continue. It's a continual thing down here. You say, occupy till I come. So that means you got to occupy in his word and doing his will until he comes. And that's how you can stay on top of things right there. I just gave y'all a good nugget. Come on, pick it up and receive it. Receive it in the heart. Amen. Glory to God. Because God is doing some great and mighty things. We thank God for everything that he's doing in this season. He haven't left anybody out, or neither have he forgotten anyone. I don't care if you say, well, I don't feel like it. But you know what? If you woke up this morning, hallelujah, you got to know God did it. Hallelujah. You know, that song says, everything that happened good to me, God did it. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So you got to know, amen, he has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten your labor of love. He has not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, 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 many things all the way from Monday all the way down to Sunday. And guess what? It starts all back over again. Glory to God. And we're only asking for $25 or more. That's what I always say, to or more, because we don't want you to stop there. We want you to give your best. You know, when you go, sometimes you go in a store and you say, well, you know what, this purse may cost $200, or it might cost, you know, $180. I'll put it around there. But you know what? You say, what? Well, I work hard for my money. I'm going to get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Well, that's what you wanted. That was the best for you at that time. That's what you wanted. So God wants you to do him the same way. Give him your best. You know? So you know what? I'm just going to get this little $25 and I'm going to go on. No, give him your best. Make your best offer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he wants you to grow and he wants to give you more. So give him your best. Anything and everything that you do for the Lord, give him your best. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is someone, I know you've gotten off track. Hallelujah. But you know what? He wants to put you back on track today. Understand, amen, your life is not your own. You belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. So you need to get back on track. Listen to what is being said. Meditate on his word. Read his word. Glory to God. Never let anybody come between you and Jesus. You don't definitely never want to do that. Glory to God. Because everything that Jesus gives you, amen, it's a permanent key. And you know what men are do? Not just men in general. I'm talking about, you know, just anybody, friends, men, whatever you want to call them. They'll walk away. And then what you got left? You got to go back to Jesus. And then you're asking him, I hear you saying, why? Because you left the very one that you should be loving first, which is Jesus. And you know why? Because you didn't really, when you confessed as your Lord and as him, your Lord and Savior. Yes, a lot of people can confess, but you got to fall in love. When you fall in love to know more about Jesus, then you know what? You want to know more. You want to know more. You want to do more. You want to hear more. You want, you know, you just want more and more and more. That's the thing. So, you know, come on and do it. He's waiting on you. Come back. Come back. You're straight from the path. Just come back. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would press the 1, I will bring you in for prayer. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting prayer. Amen. If you need it, and you know, if you just think you need it, glory to God. You know, sometimes people come to the line and they're ashamed to press the 1. But, you know, you don't have to give your name. Just give us your prayer request. Hallelujah. And we will pray for you because we believe, amen, that God wants to do a great and mighty work in you on today. Oh, my God, good God Almighty. So don't back down, hallelujah. Don't let the devil tell you what to do. Huh? You know, sometimes you do, glory to God. Oh, I'm not going to let them folks pray for me. Well, I tell you what, glory to God. Don't miss it, because God is doing it. And I want you to keep these announcements in mind, because God is doing it. God is doing a great and mighty things, hallelujah. And like I said, you can go online and click on Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. And you can let them know, go ahead and inbox them, and let them know what you need, and they'll get back with you. Hallelujah. Now, you can't get it no better than that. The door is open. Hallelujah. The door is open, so come right on in. Glory to God. Nobody has pressed the 1, so I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we are thankful, Lord God, for this day that you have made, Lord. As we rejoice, Lord God, that we're in it, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for each and every person that's on this line, God. Only you know what they need, oh Lord. And I ask you, Lord God, to give them what they need on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for those that need strength, Lord God, those that need peace, Lord, those that need a healing, Lord, those that just need a touch from you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that all those things belong to you, and you can give them any time, Lord God, and in any place. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the word that's coming forth. Let them receive it by faith, Lord. Clear the airways so the word can go and land on their heart, Lord, so they won't sin against you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the seasons of change, Lord, that's coming forth right now for your people in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them not be bound down with circumstances, oh, God. Let them not be bound down with people in the name of Jesus, oh, God, because they are those that care and they are those that don't. Oh, my God. And those that don't care, Lord God, give them the strength to walk away. The reason they don't walk away, Lord, because they think they won't find nobody else, and they classify them as a friend, but they're not. So, Lord, I ask you to give them the strength to walk away and just pray for them and pray that they find the true you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh, Lord God, for each and every one, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let them pour out their heart onto you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You say, all those that are heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. He's calling you to come and rest. Oh, rest in him in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God, how you're bringing them out, Lord God, in such a time as this, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We know right now, Lord God, that you are the Savior of the world. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. And everything that's going on in the world, Lord God, and nothing catches you by surprise. In the mighty name of Jesus, man may say no, but God says yes. And if it's in his word, he say yes and amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are listening under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, let them hear a word that will change their heart, Lord, in this season. Those that have strayed from the path, let them come back. Every backslider, we call you back. Come off those bar stools. Come out from smoking those marijuana in the name of Jesus. Come out from taking those pills that you don't even know what's in it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Those that's been having chronic headaches in the name of Jesus from stress, Lord God, we say heal them right now in the name of Jesus. And let them know, Lord God, that they can come and lay it at your feet right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, how you're watching over the elderly, Lord God, how you're watching over your children as they go to school every day in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord, you are the comforter. You are company keeper, Oh, my God, you'll never let them be alone in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, O God, and we give you glory, O God. We praise your holy name on high in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on and get into my message. If you would, turn to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. I'm going to start at the first verse. Glory to God. I say to you on today, hallelujah, don't let your children leave out and get on buses without praying for them. Hallelujah. You don't have to pray, amen, a long prayer, but just pray, amen, over them. Cover them, Lord. Cover them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Because so many, hallelujah, glory to God, think, well, you know, they gone to school. It's all right. Uh-uh. You cover your kids before they go out. And go anywhere, glory to God. I was listening to somebody, they were saying that this morning, this afternoon, and that's true, hallelujah. Because, you know, you just never know. You want to make sure that you're doing your part. Don't just think they're going to be all right. You know, yes, he'll cover them, but you cover them as parents. You know, so many times now, I mean, this wasn't my message, but it's just, you know, amen, glory to God, just roll with me, hallelujah. You think, amen, you know, everything's going to be all right and everything is going to be all right. But, you know, we have a part to play in this to make sure everything's going to be all right. We're going to believe God. We're going to pray over them. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anoint their head with oil and send them out. And I say to you, I know I was getting ready to go, amen, out to work one morning, and I kind of noticed everything that was going on around me. I'm looking, amen, everywhere. Hallelujah. Now he said, watch and pray. So guess what? While you're watching, you've got to pray. Hallelujah. And I seen this car, and I'm like, okay, I said, why is he parked right here? And the thing about it was the children were getting ready to get on the bus. And I said, okay, I said, I see the children are getting ready to get on the bus. So they stayed right there until the children got on the bus in the car, well, you know, because they had to go up the hill there, and they were sitting on the sidewalk. I said, okay. I said, I'm going to see how long this going to go on. But every morning that I go out, amen, they're in that same place. It's that one person in the car, and they wait till the kids get on the bus. Glory to God. I know some have to be out a little early and go to work and everything, but you can't pray over them before you go. But it's a good idea to wait until they get on the bus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's just that mother hovering. Glory to God. And Father's love. Hallelujah. So just make sure you're watching, amen, and praying. Hallelujah. And if you don't have children, here's what I say to you. Watch and pray for us. Hallelujah. I'm sure you have grandchildren, you know, and they're coming along with their children and children's children. So you can, amen, go ahead and start praying now that all is well with our soul. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of things that are happening now. So you want to make sure you keep your eyes open. Hallelujah. And you want to stay in prayer and believe God and listen to what he's saying. Because he's talking. Nobody's listening. Some say, well, you know what? I prayed, but then, you know, I left. And we learned, amen. I say we learned. We learned because y'all already know. I told you once before, you know, we're on the good leaders, amen. We got good leadership, hallelujah. I mean, everybody can say that. I'm not bashing anybody. You know, they don't say that. But I can say we got good leadership. Ain't no pretty good. Ain't no might be good. We got really excellent leadership. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, if you need them, they there. You call them, they there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. Day, night, whatever. They there. So, you know, you have to just be careful with that. And we learn different things. And you know, if the Lord leads me to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it. I know some of y'all might not want to hear it, but I'm going to tell it like it is. And this ain't nothing I made up because this wasn't even what I was going to say. Amen. I got a whole 2 pages, you know, but let's go on anyway. But we get really good teaching. Hallelujah. You know, you have to watch so well as pray, because I'm one of the people, I mean, I used to like close my eyes when I pray, but not now. I have to have them open and see what's going on, even in the house. I have to have them open and see what's going on, you know, see if some curtains moving or something moving, see if something's shaking or something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's why you got to watch as well as pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see what's going on in your surroundings. And when you're out, don't get so carried away. Hallelujah. Don't get so carried away when you're shopping and not paying attention. Glory to God. When I go out now, you know what I do? I'm like, okay, I said, I'm talking on the phone before I get out. Okay, I got to go now. I'll holler later. Because guess what? I'm going to lay the phone down. Glory to God. And I'm going to be watching. Because some things be happening, and you want to make sure that you're looking at what's going on for real, for real. Because I was in one store, and hallelujah, all I was just went to the store, and I really I wanted to go, so I went, hallelujah, to pick up some stuff. And then I saw that this person just raging, hallelujah. They didn't have time to come on, to wait until they scan their item so they can go out the door. And it was an older guy, and he was standing at the door just scanning everybody, and I'm standing there waiting. Because I learned, if you're going to be in a hurry, don't go to the store. Just wait till you have time. Glory to God. Just wait. And I'm standing in line just waiting on to scan my item. And the man came by, and he pushed the elderly guy, you know, and he was kind of tussling with him, trying to scan his item. And I told some people about this, and I'm looking like, oh, my God. He pushed him, and he hurt his back. And he grabbed his back, you know, and he pushed him really hard, all because he just wanted to scan the one item. He wanted to get ahead of everybody and just go and rush out the door. You know, so that's why I said watch as well as pray. I'm watching all this, and you know, and it was just kind of sad. So you have to be alert when you go out now. Glory to God. That's just my telling you, you know, to just be careful when you go out. Don't fear. God ain't giving us the spirit of fear. Well, yes, I'll go again, yes, but I'm going to watch and I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray before I get out there. I'm going to pray when I go in there. I'm going to pray and I'm going to watch. I'm not going to get so carried away with a sail that I can't see what's coming. Hey, man, I done said a mouthful. Let's go ahead and get in the midst. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Chapter 3 of James, verse 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. You know, this chapter is talking about the early Christians, and the word it teaches and speaks of others, the quality and contents of our speech. It reveals how we let God's wisdom and how we let everything, you know, get in us, how we can truly mature in the Lord. You know, some go years and years and years and don't mature in the Lord. But, you know, when you teach and you preach God's word, you better know what you're saying. Spend time with him. Don't just think. You know how sometimes, you know, you can go through this word and you say, okay, this is just it. Then you're going on your own recognizance. Don't do that. What you got to do is you got to study the word. He's talking about Christians here, the early church Christians, glory to God, of how and what you need to do. Because some have been going to church over 30 years, and, oh, you can't tell me nothing. I've been going to church over 60 years, and I've been preaching this way for 70 years, and you can't tell me nothing. Well, you know what? Times are changing, and the generations after us, Lord, help us, Jesus. But anyway, you know, hallelujah. The generation after us, they supposed to even know more than we did. Hallelujah. When they go through the word of God, glory to God, we pray that they do. Hallelujah. Some will, I know, and some won't. Glory to God. But, you know, we're going to be held at a higher standard when we teach and we preach the word of God, and when you give someone a word of God, glory to God, don't just give it to them out of your flesh. And let me also say this, don't just take it from someone, you know, from someone's flesh. You know, sometimes you just want what feels good. And they say, well, you know what? That's all right. Go ahead. You know, God knows. You ain't got to pay your tithe this time. Go ahead. You all right. You know, be careful about that. It's you ain't got to sow out of that. You know, you ain't got to do nothing out of that. No, you do what you want to do. No, you got to go to God. And if you don't understand, go to your leaders. This is what's so wrong now. Too many people got too much pride in them than to ask a question. Hallelujah. I know some people, when you ask them a question, you'd rather not ask them because of the way they give you an answer. I understand that. But everybody ain't like that. Glory to God. Some people will give you a smooth answer from the word of God. And then they say, well, look at it, and let me show you right here. That's what you do. Hallelujah. If you know those that want to give you a rough answer or give you an answer from their flesh, then just don't go to them. Let's move on to verse 2. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. It's talking about the tongue here. You know, some people, you know, we make mistakes. Nobody's perfect here. We do make mistakes. You may say something wrong, glory to God. You may say something, you say, okay, I didn't mean to say that. Then they think, some people think they got control over their own body. The title is of my message, No Man Can Control the Tongue. Hallelujah. But you know what? You can't control yourself. This is where the Holy Ghost come in. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need to get it. I know some say they don't want it, but you need to get it. It'll take you in a place, good, oh, my God, a place beyond, amen, where Star Trek ain't never been. How about that? Glory to God. But you know, you can't control yourself. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Spirit and the God in you controls what you say, how you say it. Let me tell you, don't say that. Don't go there. Don't do that. You don't need to go over there, you know? And then tell you, don't go down that street. And that's not the street you need to travel on today. Hallelujah. It, you know, don't you want to be led by the Spirit? Hallelujah. Than to be led by your flesh or to be led by someone else's flesh telling you to do stuff that you know ain't right? Glory to God. Let's go to verse 3. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. You know, just think about it now. You know, when people are riding horses, they put bits in the horse's mouth. They want them to go left, they turn over their left. They want them to go right, they turn them right, right? Come on. So guess what? You got to be led by the Holy Spirit, not by your flesh. So many people nowadays are led by their flesh. And listen, they call themselves Christians. Hallelujah. And they're led by their flesh. They just go to church because mama went, daddy went, grandma went, and everybody else went to their church. And don't let it be they call it homecoming now. They used to call it big meeting. Hallelujah. Whenever they get, you know, spread the bread, you know, give all the chicken and all that cake and all that different stuff. Hallelujah. Man, they would go and they'd have plates all lined up in the wonder. Glory to God, my God. But yeah, that's what they did during that time. But you can't control your body. You know, if a horse has to have somebody to control him, then think about it. You need the Holy Spirit to control you. So stop it and listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 4. Behold, also the ships which through, though they be as so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listens. You know, just think about it. A ship has to be guided too. Now just think, if it's a ship out in the ocean, and that ship, what is ship going to do? A helm is kind of like a wheel. You know, you turn, amen, to make the ship go to the left. You might want to go to the right. Amen. Come on now. It's got to be guided by you turning the wheel. So just think about it. Everything has to be guided by something. You're not guiding your own self. So you might as well just come on and let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. So many times I think people just do what they want to do and they say what they want to say, and then, you know, some say, well, I'm over a certain age, you know, I say what I want to say. No, that ain't right. You don't just say what you want to say. So people ain't going to like what you say. And then when somebody lash out at you, you get mad about it. Let's move on. Verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindle. Do you know the tongue is small, but it can start a fire without a match? Because it can say some hallelujah. When you say, you know, Lord, I want you to lead. I want you to guide me. Let the Holy Spirit be my guide. Don't let me say stuff I shouldn't be saying. Yes, nobody's perfect, but it will lead and guide you. But do you really mean it? Whenever it says, you'll hear that little on the inside saying, no, don't do that. No, don't say that. You know, you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. Hallelujah, glory to God. Do you hear it or do you just ignore it and go on and say it anyway? And I do believe some do. Glory to God. And yes, they do. Although the tongue is little, hallelujah, and it can start a fire without a match, and it can start gossip, oh, my God, from here to New York. How about that? Let's move on to verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. My God, my God. You know, the tongue is like a fire, and it can swallow a person. It can destroy a person's life. It's straight from hell is what it's saying. Hallelujah. Because you don't let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you into what to say. And all this what I said, you know, I hear about, I'm thinking that I might as well say it. No, that's just not so. You don't need to say nothing that you know going to hurt somebody. You don't need to say something that you know that's going to ridicule somebody. You don't need to say something that you know that's going to make this put fear in this person and make them doubt and make them have unbelief in their heart. You don't want to do that because we don't serve a God like that. The song comes just like that. And what you're saying, guess what? It's straight from hell. It's not from the Holy Spirit when you say stuff like that. Just be careful on what you say and how you say it and what you do, because that's going to ruin somebody else's lifestyle. You know, when people go out and plant negative seeds in other people about other people, then guess what? That seed is planted. So when they get ready to either work with them, and when they get ready, when they see them, then guess what? That negative seed, oh, I heard about you, girl. I heard about you, mate. Okay? Yes. So be careful about planting other negative seeds in other people. It's straight from hell. I'm just telling you. So don't do it. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 7. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. See, you can tame the birds. You can tame a lion. All you got to do is put him in the cage. You're gonna tame him. You can shut him up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You can take a bird, put him in the cage. He may talk that. Parrots, you know, they talk that. Hallelujah. But just think about it. Glory to God. You can tame any of this. But you can't tame your tongue yourself. See, that's why people think that they can, the way they can do an animal, they can tame their own tongue. Well, I can say what I want to say. I can do what I want to do. No, you can't say what you want to say, and you can't do what you want to do. Because that's why people could then come back at you because of what you done said and how you done said it. Hallelujah. It's a way to say anything. You know, I say this because, hallelujah, I've been there and I've done that. Hallelujah. Because I step back and say, okay, Lord, what you want me to say? How you want me to say it? You know, and I'm waiting. I said, okay, you listen. And then he'll tell you what to say, how to respond. I had to learn that, glory to God, because I'm telling you, you know, it's been a journey. It is, because I will do that, hallelujah, that I had to learn how to step back and say, Holy Spirit, give me a way to say this. Lord, give me a way to say that. I don't want to say it like this, but help me to say it in a way that they will receive it, hallelujah. And some, it really, no matter how you say it and how you put it, they ain't going to receive it no way. It's just the way it is. You know, we do real live teaching, and we get real live teaching over here. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and listen. Let's move on. Verse 8. But the tongue can no man tame it. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Your tongue will poison, just like I said, when you're talking against someone and you done already went out there and laid the seed to somebody else, then guess what? They done took it to somebody else, then somebody else, then somebody else. They just keep it traveling, glory to God. And that's what you don't want. So be careful about talking negative about someone. That's why, you know, when they come and they say, well, what do you think about, you know, at jobs I used to work at? I said, well, honey, here's what you need to do. You just need to go and put it in your app and then go and work for yourself, and you'll find out, hallelujah, how it is. That's what you do. Don't downgrade it, because when I left, hallelujah, it was just because I wanted to. Glory to God. So you may be able to stay there 13, 14, 15 years. So that may be your cup of tea. Hallelujah. For me, I like sweet tea, you know, and that may be their bitter tea. You know, that's what they like. Hallelujah. So some people are dramatized, and that's what they like. You know, so just tell them when you go on over there and, you know, check it out. Put in the application they have. Go ahead and do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 9. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. You know, you got to think about it. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. Do you, our tongue praise God, but they curse people? You know, say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you, Lord God. But you're cursing people by talking about them. You know, get a grip on that. You know, hallelujah. And that's what it is. You've got to, listen, let me just stop for a second. Nowadays, you have to be careful what you're saying. You have to be careful who you hang around. Be careful what you're telling them, because they go and tell somebody else. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people say, oh, well, you know, they're a good friend. They're gonna do. No, you'll know if they're going to tell somebody. Because when you hear them talking to their friends and stuff, and then their friends all of a sudden come saying something, and they're, you know, they say, well, who are that? You know, they say, well, you know, that's just my friend I'm talking to. And they'll say, well, you know, this and that. And that. They done went and said something. You know, God is showing people up nowadays. He ain't waiting no long time on down the road. Hallelujah. Not now. Everything is coming like in an instant. Because I know I asked God to do something for me, and he did it in an instant. And I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He doing it in an instant. So be careful about that. I know you hear this word on today, but I want you to take this word in on today. Don't say you didn't hear it, hallelujah, because you can't say you didn't hear it anymore, because all the shows are pre-recorded. You can go back and listen in your own devotional time. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on. So just be careful. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing, my brethren. These things should not be. You know, you bless somebody and then you curse them also. Glory to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. You bless the Lord. Lord, I bless your name. Lord, I bless you. I praise you. But then you're cursing your friends. Come on. And you got blessings and cursing coming out the same mouth. You know, some people just go ahead and they, on Sunday, they go into church, hallelujah, glory to God, raising their hand, hallelujah. Oh, my God, Lord, I love you, Lord, I need you. Oh, God, falling all out on the pew, folks throwing blankets over them and quilts and all kinds of covering them up and hallelujah and fanning them, glory to God. And then once they walk out the church, they walk on outside and they see Susie. She came to church, but she wore just what she had. Hallelujah. And then you're going to talk about her. You're slandering her. So what happened when you fell out? Did you just fall out because you were hungry or what? Or did you just, I mean, or did you trip and fall out? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So be careful about that. But sometimes that might have been, sometimes people wear what they got because that's all she had. But you go to Susan and say, you know what? I have some dresses, you know, but make sure they ain't got no stains on them. Make sure that they look good. Don't give nobody nothing that you don't want. Hallelujah. I said that before, and I'm going to reiterate that again. Don't give nobody nothing that you don't want. Hallelujah. If you don't want it, you know, it's brand new sometimes. If it's brand new, I understand. You just say, I bought this, and I thought, you know, maybe it will fit, and I wanted it at that time, but, you know, I don't want it now. Yeah, that's fine. I understand all that. Do your best to give people your best, because you want God to give you his best, so why can't you give people your best? Don't get nobody nothing with no stains in it from 30 years ago. Good God Almighty. Let's move on. Doeth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter water? And bitter? Let's think about it. Do a fountain flow sweet water and bitter water? It can't come from the same spring. Bitter and sweet can't come from the same spring. Think about it. You know when you see a spring water? Hallelujah. Come on now. It ain't going to be bitter and sweet there together. When you go in a restaurant and you want this say, a 7-Up or, you, I know y'all drinking Dr. Peppers and Sprites. We'll put throw them on in there, too. You're drinking Dr. Pepper and Sprite now, right? Okay. Think about it. They come from the same fountain, but you're going to go on a different nozzle to get it, right? So just think about it. So bitter and sweet can't work together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They can't come from the same spring. You know, you got to be careful about that, too. So make sure. Don't curse nobody. And then you're going to go right. You're going to bless the Lord, but then you're going to curse somebody. I'm talking to the Christians now. And if you don't know Jesus, you're going to know him in a minute. Hold on. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 12. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine fig? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? So you got to be careful. You know, think about it here. Fig trees can't give olives. Grapevines cannot give figs. So think about it. Hallelujah. You know, ask the Lord to tame your tongue, to help you to tame your tongue. Because, you know, without that, it won't get tamed. You know, some say, oh, Lord, help me with my tongue. Help me. You don't really mean it. Because then guess what? If he's trying to tell you something not to say, and then guess what? You go right on and say it, you didn't really mean it. Whenever the Holy Spirit's saying, nope, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't do that. I know sometimes, you know, you have to just walk away. And you learn how to have that walk away spirit. Let's go on. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Be kind to others. Do things that are good. You know, stop doing things that are bad, and you know they're bad. Some people got that old get over spirit. They, you know, and then what they want to do, they want to rectify it. Here's the tongue, right? Here's the tongue. Now, listen. They want to rectify why they're doing it. Because this and because that, and you know this, and you know, and all of it's wrong because you know we should do good business. I always said that there's someone that I know, amen, hallelujah, and they do really shady business. And guess what happens? Everything shady comes back to them. So you have to be careful about doing shady business. Glory to God, hallelujah. Know that do good things and let wisdom work in you. The wisdom of God is telling you right now on how you need to talk and what you need to do. And don't let bitter and sweet can't mix together. Glory to God. And you can't say anything you want to say. Hallelujah. You can't bless God over here and then curse your friends or people around you. Glory to God. You can't do it. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Oh, my God. Are you jealous of other people so that you so much that you hate them? You know, some people are just so much jealous over other people, you can't get what God has for you. You let your tongue talk against them. And you know what? You say it. Sometimes you'll say it at home, and you'll say it to the Lord. Well, Lord, I don't know why you gave them that, and then here I am asking. Look, you're just destroyed of what he wanted to give you. God wants to give you everything, his good gifts. He wants to give you everything your heart desires. But if you're talking against someone else, you ain't going to get it. You're not going to get it. Glory to God. You got to be happy for them, hallelujah, that gets what he gave them, and you see it and you hear it. Be happy for them first, and then you can get yours. I know many, many years, amen, I walked with the Lord, and I'm talking about many years, amen. I felt like the children of Israel. Glory to God, hallelujah. But guess what? He brought me out when it was time. He told in time, because he wanted me to grow in this word. He wanted me to get more of this word, tame my tongue, tame my thoughts, get my mind straight on that straight path, as leading and guiding me into all spiritual truth. That's why he did it, glory to God. Did it feel good? No, it didn't. But guess what? I didn't give up. I continued on. Never. I did not ever say, well, you know what? I'm just going to quit reading the word. I'm going to quit being a prophet. I'm going to quit. I'm just going to stop. I never did. I continued on, amen, and as I continued on and growth start coming, and amen, and I got under these two leaders I'm under now, amen, yes, I mentioned their name, glory to God, okay, Apostle Yvonne Rowles and Pastor Joseph Rowles, glory to God. I know y'all said, well, she talk about him, well, that's what I'm supposed to do, hallelujah, glory to God, I do what he tell me to do, hey, y'all don't, you know, amen, ain't nothing I can say, hallelujah, but amen. I'm just being a little cheerful, a little laughter. But glory to God. And when I got under them, I started to grow even the more. And they'll tell you, because like I said, I was a shy one. I was a shy one. But they showed me in the word of what God was saying and how to go through this word and how to read this word and what I need to know and what I need to do and how. They led me through what I'm supposed to do to get to this level I'm at now. And I encourage you to come on in and get in. Hallelujah. So don't envy anybody just because God called me for such a time and he called others for such a time as this and he's been feeding them and giving them different words and different scriptures and different things to go by and he's giving them theirs that they waited on for so many years. You know, a lot of times people see your glory, but they don't know your story. That's just it. Hallelujah. And if you could sit down and you tell them, listen, this is what happened. That happened. I had to go through this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then they'd be like, oh, my gosh. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And no, it wasn't easy. Like I said, it wasn't easy. But I thank God for wisdom. And I thank God for me walking in knowing, you know, who I had to get up under to get where I am. Let's move on. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. You can have devil thoughts. That's it. You're just having devilish thoughts about somebody else and what they got. And then you see what somebody, don't worry about that. You can see some people who are unsaved and, you know what, unchurched. They are uncommitted. And, you know, they got this and they got that and they got that. But understand, glory to God. He said he reigned on the just so well as the unjust. Well, they are not maybe not walking in righteous like you are, in the righteous lifestyle of living like you are. But understand, all that stuff is going to fade away. If we own nothing down here. Everything belongs to him. When we get that, I said that last Sunday, when we get that in our mind, we can go far. He just let us use it, hallelujah, for a certain time, a set time. Glory to God. My God. Let's go on in the word, amen, and finish up. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So you know when you envy and you're strife against someone, that's evil work because you're trying to work against them. And don't think they don't know it. Glory to God, because if they're anchored in this word, they don't know that you're doing it. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Verse 18, and the fruit of righteousness is shown in peace of them that make peace. So here's what you got to do. You got to make peace. People will do all sorts of things against you. Amen. But you got to know that you know that you know. You can't tame your own tongue. If you don't get nothing else out of this today, understand the Holy Spirit is there for you. It's just up to you to want it. Hallelujah. You have to live this life right here to live again. I've heard so many people say, well, yeah, I ain't worrying about it, because when I'm dead, I'm done. But if they just put me in a pine box, oh, they can say some stuff, I'm telling you. Just put me in a pine box, because when I'm dead, I'm done. No, that's not so. You're not done, because he said the dead going to rise first, glory to God, when he's to return. So you want to make sure that you know that you're going to raise up and you're going to go to heaven, hallelujah, because it ain't over. There's only two places you can go. There's heaven or I ain't got to say it because somebody said it for me. Glory to God. So you want to make sure when your number calls, glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to make sure that you know that you know that you know that you're going to that place in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can't say everything and do everything. And you can't take the Holy Spirit everywhere. Some of you are going in places that you shouldn't even be going. So I tell you on this day, it's time for you to come out. And don't go no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, well, I'm just going because my friends wanted to go. No, there ain't no friends. Those are not friends. And I hear it. What a friend we have in Jesus. Okay? And that's the truth and the living friend right there. You better go on in your prayer room, in your house or somewhere. Amen. In the house. You can go shopping. Yes, you can do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's where you better go and hang out with him. Don't go on them bar stools and sit up there. Well, I just went because my friend said, you know, they wanted to go. No, you're living a different lifestyle. You're not living that same lifestyle. Glory to God. Well, you know, my friends wanted to talk about that, so I talked about it. No, you better be careful what you're talking about with people and be careful how you're giving them answers and knowing it's coming from your flesh. Hallelujah. See, your tongue finna set a fire. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't tame your tongue, but the Holy Ghost in you can. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate, glory to God, and talk about the shows. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want anybody to miss it. Don't miss them. Don't miss them. Apostle and Pastor on Tuesday. Faith Come By Hearing on Wednesday. And Prophetic Corner Ministries. We'll call the Hour of Power on Sunday. I have the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. Then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. Then Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, and becoming a partner. You know, you need someone, amen, to partner with. I know some say they go and partner here, they partner there, and, you know, they partner with some big ministries. Well, when you call them, I'm just going to ask you a question. Hallelujah. Can you talk directly to the pastor and the apostle? Or do they send you to a chain of prayer warriors? Probably a chain of prayer warriors. But these two, you will be able, amen, to speak with them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what you want. Hallelujah. My God, I'm not bashing other ministries. If that's where you want to give your money, that's fine. You do what you do. But be led by the Spirit as to what you do, because he wants you to be blessed. You know, he don't want you to just sow your seeds anywhere, because guess what? You sow them and then you ain't getting no fruit. Something wrong. No fruit in your life. Something's wrong. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. And I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me Lord God. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be, O Lord. Father God, I repent of every sin that I have committed. I invite you in my heart to clean me, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. If you would, hit me up on Facebook on Prophetess Martha Williams page and Martha Williams page. Glory to God. Amen. So we can tell you the what next. Hallelujah, my God. Because God is moving by spirit, by his power, by his will, and his might. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to see if anybody pressed the one before I go ahead and give the benediction. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't forget, keep all those in mind. Hallelujah. The shows that's coming up next. You know, God is good. I say it all the time and all the time. God is good, regardless of what you go through, regardless of what happens in your life, regardless of what happens on the job, regardless of what happens whenever you get ready to pay your bills and you got more months than money, God is still good. He will come through every time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody press the one. They have pressed the one, so I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction, and I'm going to close you out. Remember, Ministry Elaine Jackson is coming up next, A Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, and I encourage you to go over and hear her show. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.